Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We want to start off the top sending our congratulations to Tenleytown and the AU Eagles. AU head men's basketball coach, Mr. Dwayne Simpkins, on the line. Hello, sir. How do you do?
I'm doing great, fellas. How you guys doing? Appreciate you all having me on, man.
We're doing good, coach. And you know JP had to get you here because he said he's a Terp.
Hey, man. We are all Terps.
Hey, being a Terp fan is better than being a Duke fan or a Carolina fan.
There you go.
You're damn right. And only one of those two teams should have gotten in the tournament. But let's talk about your squad, man, because there's a decent chance you might face those Dukies. Obviously, what was the emotion like for you last night when you see American pop up on the screen?
You know, surprisingly, man, I thought like, hey, this is just a formality. I was just so focused on like, man, let's just find out who we're playing so I can get the film and sit down and start watching. But to see it pop up, man, it was like, surprisingly, I felt it. It was like, man, that's pretty damn cool. And more importantly, just how our school community responded, man, and seeing their enthusiasm and their joy, man, that did it for me.
It was really neat for me to be over there before the Navy game, before the championship game, and you could feel just the buzz in the stadium and during shoot around and everything. Now you know where you're headed. For the play-in game, is that better for you guys because you kind of get a national stage?
Yeah. I've been telling people hit me up last night, man, SBS, you guys should have been in the tournament outright and everything. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I remember what it felt like my sophomore year, and we're in Wichita. We're playing that very first game. It's like, it feels like you're playing almost like in a dream for the first 10 minutes, man. Like, it seems like the ball is hard and you can't dribble it. It seems like everything's just extra fast. And, like, to be able to get that game underneath your belt, man, is like, it's huge. And I don't care if you're a McDonald's All-American and you're a potential lottery pick. Like, it's the first time that you're playing the NCAA tournament. And if you can get that game under your belt, man, and just play solid and get a win, the second game is almost more like normal.
Coach, Matt Rogers has been outstanding for you throughout the year. Do you feel you need to get him started and involved early to make sure this game go your way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And depending on the matchups, you know, I've watched Mount St. Mary's all last night. And, you know, Matt, the benefit of having somebody like Matt, man, like he can hurt you from the outside and the inside. And a lot of teams haven't quite seen somebody like Matt Rogers who can do some damage inside but also step outside and shoot 42-43% from three. And, you know, we're going to move him around. You know, it could be the first – his first shot could be a pick and pop three, or it could be a cross screen for a post up. You know, that's the beauty of having somebody like Matt.
We are talking with American University head men's basketball coach, Mr. Dwayne Simpkins, a DeMatha product, a Maryland product, and now in just your second year, you've got the Eagles in the tourney. What has this year meant to you on a personal level?
It means a lot, man. Just, you know, this coaching journey is, you know, it's different for everybody. I've made a conscious decision for me, man, to like just do it the right way. Not to say that guys don't, but I didn't try to cut any corners. I didn't try to align myself with certain organizations in order to get players and kind of ride their coattails to get a job. And, you know, hell, I struck out at 3 different times trying to be an assistant coach at my alma mater. So I just had to trust this process, man, and say, hey, God's going to have me where I'm supposed to be at the anointed time, and here we are.
Coach, a lot of coaches have different mindsets. They like to empower some of their players. Some coaches don't. Have you had guys step up to where you feel like they can help you run this team?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the reason why we're here where we are right now. I mean, we've evolved into a player-led team. And I told our guys, like, a coach leading a team, you'll win some games, you ain't winning no championship. And we've gotten to the point, man, where this last month, we've become a player-led team. You can hear the voices in practice. You can hear them at halftime. You can hear them at huddles during a timeout, during a game. You know, that's when you know you got a special team. You know, if a coach's got to do everything and try to create energy for you and everything, man, that's fool's gold.
Absolutely. And then how do you even – you said you already mentioned that you've watched a bunch of Mount St. Mary's tape. Do you know those guys at all? I mean, it's Mount St. Mary's is what, probably 90 minutes from the AU campus, maybe a little less than that.
Yeah. I know Donnie Lynn, man, for some years now. It's funny, Coach Donnie Lynn. He and I text a few hours before the selection came out and everything. He was like, "Sip, I hope we don't have to play each other." I was like, "Yeah, but it looks like we probably are." So him, you know, the point guard for him who went to St. Stephen St. Agnes, who's a really good player, familiar with him. He and Colin Smalls, my senior guard, they actually played AAU ball together. So, yeah, there's some connections there. And obviously, you know, Mount St. Mary's being just up the road, man, you get a chance to see those guys on the recruiting trail at different high school games locally.
It's funny that you play the Mount, and you guys got to fly out to Ohio to do it.
Instead of playing.
It's funny. We were talking about trying to put a game together next year, start another home-and-home series. But, you know, we'll probably got to put that on hold for a little while.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, Coach, there are
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
They rely on a 3-pointer very much. How do you plan on trying to defend that?
Well, you know, we've been really good, man, you know, defensively, but in particular defending the three-point line. That's one of the adjustments that we made from a schematic standpoint defensively. Last year, you know, teams, they shot a lot of threes, and they made a lot of threes at like a 37, 38% clip. And, you know, the way that our defense is structured, you know, we're like top 120 in the country now defending the three-point line. So, you know, our defense is already structured for that. You know, we don't have a shot blocker, but we will usher you into the lanes and try to make you take tough contested twos. So that's going to be the thing we're going to try to do. Make them, you know, get them off the three-point line. They're going to drive it. We got to contest those mid-range shots, make them tough shots. But I feel pretty good about what we already have in place.
That's great, man. And do you allow yourself, like, will you watch some Duke tape?
No. Won't do it. I've done that. You know, I've been doing this thing as an assistant coach now for what, 14 years, and now head coach for a couple of years. Like, I've done it a couple of times. It's never worked out well.
I gotcha.
One at a time.
And then, I'm curious. We're talking with American University head basketball coach Dwayne Simpkins here on the Rude Guest Hotline. The AU Eagles have beat the Patriot League, took down the title, got to play it on their home court. How cool is that that you get to play that as a home game?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I was a little pissed that we, you know, we had the, lack of a better term, the dumbest tiebreaker scenario that I've ever heard of. But we ended up being co-champions.
Tell everybody.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But this is my argument. We finished tied with Bucknell for first. In theory, I'm thinking, okay, all right, whoever is going to be seated third, what did you two do? You two teams do. What did Bucknell do? What did American do against said team? And in this particular case, it was Colgate. Well, we had swept Colgate, and Bucknell split with them. So in theory, I'm thinking, okay, we should be we get the nod because the third-place team, we actually have the better record against them. But it goes into, you know, a quadrant of teams that finish tied for third and the total best record or some crazy stuff, whatever it is. But believe me, I'm going to be at the coaches' meeting this April, and I'm going to be beating the drum on that one.
It's funny. B and I always joke about there is a cottage business of making football seem more complicated than it is. Sounds like there might be a cottage business of making tiebreakers more complex than they need to
science.
Be.
It's not rocket science, man. Just keep it simple.
I bet.
But we're here. It worked out perfect because Navy went up there and beat Bucknell in the semifinals, and that ended up giving us the home court for the championship game. So everything worked out as it should.
And then as you go forward here, do you allow yourself to, like, did you watch the selection show, all of it, and see who's seated where, or do you kind of just lock into your stuff?
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't seen it, man. The only thing I checked on was see what my Terps were going to be. But
yeah, we got screwed, Coach. We got screwed yet again.
So we're going to Seattle. Is that right?
Yo, why is Arizona in the East and Maryland in the West?
But you see Duke playing in Raleigh.
Well, you know, they got the number one seed. That's why you try to get the number one seed, right? But I don't have the time for it, man. I got home.
I know. You don't need to hear me.
Late last night, and I was like, I'm going to start looking at the brackets. I was like, man, I'm going to sleep. So I couldn't even tell you who is where right now.
Well, Coach, don't if you want to hear about it, just keep your radio on 106.7 because I'm going to talk about it.
You do.
I know we'll be watching and rooting for you. And, you know, it's bizarre that it's like kind of a quasi-DMV matchup.
Yeah. Where?
The Mount's almost in Pennsylvania, I think.
Yeah, but still, we're not playing on the East Coast. We're playing?
I know.
Way over somewhere else.
I know.
We're going to Dayton, Ohio. It'll be a good matchup.
They got like buses full of students driving out there, or what are they doing?
Yeah, they've got you know, we got our band coming with us, I think, and cheerleaders, but all of them can't come, but they're going to have a bus for them, and I think some students are talking about you know, renting cars and buses and stuff and vans. So I think we should have a nice contingent out there in Dayton.
I'm looking it up right now, and I'm going to challenge the AU Eagle students who I saw there that night before the Navy game. That was a rowdy bunch. Like,
man, they've been awesome all year, man. They've been awesome, awesome.
Right. From here to Dayton, and we're downtown. You probably save a solid half hour being in Tenleytown. From here to Dayton, it looks like it's about a 7-hour drive. I was a college kid. That's a breeze. Blow off a couple classes. Man. Drive out to Ohio.
See, you didn't go to class anyway, Jay. Yeah, in America, tell them, Coach, they actually go to class. JP didn't go to class.
D-Mitch of all people talking about somebody not going to class. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hey, Coach, I was a chemical engineer major now. Come on. I was in class.
You also got paid to watch people build a bridge. I don't know exactly how much.
That was a job before school started.
Coach, I know you're busy, man. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate you, Coach. Good luck to you, man.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks so much, man.
All right, brother.
AU head coach Dwayne Simpkins, a Terp, a Dematha Stag, a local guy that's got a local team back in the tourney. I think first time in over a decade they're back in the tourney.
Hey, man. It's pretty cool. Here.
To do it in his second year.
Hey, man. That means he has the ear of his players. And you know what? He got a bunch of players, as he stated, that like to lead their team.
Well, here's what I would never say to him, but that dude's going to have some options pretty soon. And maybe you just want to stay at AU. It's a pretty little campus. But I don't know. You're going to have some options.
JP is the agent, boy. He always trying to get somebody paid.
Yeah, that college sports, hell, that's all anybody's about now.
Hey, hell yeah.
We all gave up on pretending about amateurism. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, man. I'm sure everybody from AU telling you, man, be quiet right now. Let the man do let him get here first. Hell.
Like the PR guy that was kind enough to get him on for it. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.